I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Western sanctions lose effect as Iran strengthens ties with China and Saudi Arabia. Previously, sanctions could sway Iran towards diplomatic efforts. Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari says now,
"You're going to be seeing a new era where Iran is not held accountable to anyone. They're going to continue ruling by power with an iron fist."
Iran already uses digital means to target and persecute Christians. Chinese support could make the Islamic regime even more dangerous.
"Anything that may threaten the foundations of Islamic tenets, according to their interpretation, is an enemy, and they're going to deal with it in a very stern way."
The digital world may be full of threats, but God is there too. Heart for Iran's virtual church provides a safe haven for secret believers.
"Pray that God would open up a door for freedom to reign and for people to start experiencing what is their God-given right. We also need to bring awareness to as many people as we can using our social media."
And a senior cleric made waves in Iran earlier this month by saying Islam was weak. Roughly two-thirds of Iran's mosques have closed, he said, a worrying admission for a state built around the principles of Islam. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle says it's part of a wider trend.
"We've been privileged to go into Iran a couple of times, and the mosque that we visited, we didn't see any young people, just a bunch of old people, and there weren't that many of them. We saw the same thing in Syria, in Iraq, and I think we're seeing the collapse of Islam."
Uncharted Ministries partners with secret Christians throughout the Middle East, and you can too. We'll show you how at missionnews.org.
"You can give and help support the underground churches in difficult places like Iran, Syria, Afghanistan, Pakistan."
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.